This is Ghetto Jeopardy, where the only black history is when daddy goes out to get a pack of cigarettes and a loaf of bread and never comes back. Bitch better have my money. Now, let's meet our contestants. He's an NFL combine watching, long question asking former scout team player from Wisconsin, Bob Sturm. He's a 1699 movie watching, every night dipping tomato eating person from Cleveland, Dan McDowell. He's a movie-explaining, insulin-shooting frontman for Adore's cover band, Tom Gribble. And here's our host, a basketball-loving, really good-dancing, naturally athletic... Wait a minute, it's not February yet. Here's a Tyler Perry-loving, Sinbad and Wayans Brothers-looking homie from around the way, the great Donovan.
The announcer guys on me like that, too?
Wow.
That's just ridiculous.
That ain't
Hello,
right.
Everyone, and welcome to Ghetto Jeopardy live at Star Power. How about that?
Is this a first at Star Power?
This has to be a first. They won the rights.
Has Norm ever tried this here?
I don't think
Dan?
So.
Has Norm ever tried this here?
No.
No. No.
No. Does Muya Burgers have fries?
Of course. All right. Let's get going with Ghetto Jeopardy,
shall we?
We
each have our own question.
Did it tell you? Kite just fly by?
And water. Thanks.
Hey, are we good?
Go, Donnie.
Anyone involved?
Go, Donnie.
All right.
You don't worry about what we're doing.
He's back.
Just keep going.
I kind of need you, so let's go. Ghetto Jeopardy in the house. Our contestants, Bob, Dan, and Tom. Let's get to the money value, shall we? Because in Ghetto Jeopardy, we all know you don't ask for it by the amount. You ask for it but what I tell you to ask for it. So, $100, you ask for some change. So, you want the first category for some change. Some bread or not? Some change, some bread or not?
Now, do those have values or no?
Yes.
So in the hood, if I want $500 and
yes,
say,
walk up, say
I would like a not,
yes,
please, sir.
They would have no idea.
They will,
excuse me, sir.
They
may
will
I
rattle off $500 bills, give it to you, and everything
for
will
the
be
purposes
A-okay.
Of this game. I will not call that bluff.
I say you go to the hood and then try to call it. All right, here we go,
sir.
Let's check our buzzers to make sure everyone is identified right. Bob, you, when you know the answer, you say F. Dan, you will say U. Tom, I'll just say your name. So let's try the buzzer.
Oh,
let's
interesting.
Go. Bob, go.
F.
You. Tom.
All right.
Woo! All right.
Let's go to the categories.
Good.
In the first round of Ghetto Jeopardy, they are Arsenio Hall, Ghetto Expressions. I'll give you the first half. You give me the back half of what the Ghetto Expression is. Black Publications and Politics. I believe, Bob, you won this thing the last time. If you didn't, you have been voted the blackest guy at the ticket, me included, so we will start with you.
You don't sound bitter about that at
all. Arsenio Hall, Ghetto Expressions, Black Publications or Politics. Choose a category and a money amount, please.
I'll take Ghetto Expressions for some cheese, Chuck.
Some change, Bob.
Oh, some change.
Yes.
Chuck.
Cheese is
You're
something
not
else.
Black.
Ghetto
it's
Expressions for some change. Here we go. Once you go black,
you,
Bob.
You'd never go back.
Correct. Keep going.
Ghetto Expressions for some bread, Chuck.
The blacker the berry.
You.
Dan.
The sweeter the juice.
There you go. Dan, go.
Let's finish that out. Ghetto Expressions for a knot.
Peace in the Middle East. Say no to drugs.
You.
Dan.
Impossibilities.
Incorrect. Bob.
And stay in school.
No.
Tom,
you have anything?
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
No, that's incorrect. The correct expression is peace in the Middle East, say no to drugs, white man's the devil. All right, there we go. Let's move on.
They
Dan, pick a
that.
Category
that is not
and
nice.
A money amount,
That's
please.
Not nice.
Me, I'm up?
Yes.
Give me Arsenio Hall for... some change.
Arsenio would always say these three words as he ended his monologue and went to commercial.
You.
Dan.
Woof, woof, woof.
Incorrect.
Damn.
These three words after his monologue.
Bob
Tom.
Or Tom? Tom.
Let's get busy.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go,
Tom.
Category and money amount, please.
Tell him he's the oldest guy
that?
In the crew, right?
Boy, I had to pull that out.
See... As a 27-year-old, I don't even remember Arsenio.
I think Will or Phil or somebody's back there feeding him.
Maybe. All right, Tom, go.
Yeah, give me Arsenio Hall for some bread.
The people to the right of the stage.
What is the dog pound, Chuck?
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Bob.
Arsenio for a nut.
This political figure played the sax on Arsenio's show.
I'm you.
Whoa.
Bill Clinton.
Correct.
Dang it.
It helped him become the first black president of the United States.
Dan. See that? Had to get the comedy out
Pick a category and a money selection, please.
Let me go with my area of expertise. Politics for some change,
if
please.
If you want to guarantee a fight with a black person, have this three-letter response when asked what you think about Obama's first term.
F.
You.
Bob.
Meh.
Correct.
You, I'd like to challenge that.
No kidding.
Why do you want to challenge that?
Bleh.
No, they would never say it.
They.
Them. Bob, go.
Let's see. Politics for some bread.
This would happen if our new mayor, Dwayne Carraway, ever met Tupac, Stevie Wonder...
Key to the city.
Correct.
That seems subjective. I don't know if that would happen.
Bill Cosby.
Especially after the Richard
Raven
Hunter.
Simone, Beyonce, OJ, Biggie Smalls, anyone.
Felix Jones.
Oh, he met Tupac.
Corey Brewer.
Yeah, how's he going
to
meet Tupac?
They dig up Tupac and he give him a key to the city. All right, Bob.
Politics for a nut.
I would
support
that.
Detroit mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has put the money stealing Sexton aside as he now tries to avoid this and his new number jumpsuit.
F. Prison.
That's incorrect.
U.
Dan.
Anal.
That's correct. But you know what? Tom?
He's in the jumpsuit. He's trying to avoid.
What is he?
Okay,
is he trying to avoid?
I'm sorry.
He's trying to stay out of prison, I thought.
He's in prison.
He's in prison.
Oh. Is he trying to avoid anything else, Tom?
Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, Dances with Wolves.
Oh, forget it. All right, Dan, keep going. Everyone was going to have an opportunity to get money on that because there's a lot of things to avoid. But since you don't want to play,
Tom,
Dan is the only one who gets it. So, Dan, go ahead.
You black people.
I guess I could also say you being nailed to the gym floor like Beecher was. You having a swastika tattooed on your rear end. You being given M&Ms to rub on your lips.
Yeah, every one of them would have counted, but you guys don't want to play.
Yeah.
So keep going, Dan.
But that's kind of my area of expertise, prison.
Right. It is.
Let me go to another area of expertise of mine. Black publications for some
this
change.
Might be a little difficult, but let's see. As a red-blooded male, if you didn't turn to the beauty of the week first in this weekly...
You!
Dan.
Blacktail.
Incorrect.
Tom.
Weekly, though.
In this weekly, you have issues. Beauty of the week.
Tom. Give me some Jet.
There you go, Tom. Way to go.
Jet was a weekly.
Jet magazine. That's
right. Yeah, got it every week. publications.
Duh.
Yeah. Publications for bread.
This monthly is celebrating.
Ebony.
Correct.
Yeah. Had to be, right?
And
how many could there be?
And we have a sister magazine
named Ivory. Just run out of publications, he knows.
It could.
Okay.
No.
It doesn't, yeah.
No, we all know what five is. Or a not is. Go ahead,
Blacktail. For all
you!
Half.
You! I was first.
I was first.
Dan, go.
Blacktail.
Why are you so predictable, Donnie?
What was the question? See, we're good at multiple choice.
Doggone it. I only knew three, and I was saving that one for the end.
For all of your dark meat adult needs, this man can deliver the goods. All right, that's the end of the first round of Ghetto
Jeopardy.
See,
these are experienced players.
That's
we've
right,
played
that's
the
right.
home edition Jeez. Many times.
I've got to change this thing up a little bit. Tom, you are in dead last place.
As usual.
With $200.
He's so lazy.
Bob. You have $950.
You're so dark.
And Dan is in first place with $1,750.
Wow. See, Blacktail made all the difference.
We will roll back for the second round of Ghetto Jeopardy right after this on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Terry and Milton is not your typical seven-year-old.
Jesus was a Black Jew production.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things. Fun to do bad things. Fun to do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Flourish. stuff for my friends. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. I wanna whip his behind. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. You're a stuff for my friends. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. I wanna I yank the thing.
I never know with you guys.
Now say some funny things.
It's 1:15 at Sports Radio 1310. I'll take it during the breakdown when it's breaking down. Stepping at two versus Stomp the Yard.
Step up to the streets, is that it?
Step up to the streets?
I don't know.
Now he's going to act like he doesn't know.
I really don't.
This has got to be...
I saw Stomp the Yard.
The gayest movie I've ever seen.
I didn't see this.
Stomp the Yard?
Yeah. You know, because that's what I was doing when I was in school.
As teenagers of all ethnicities, but they all have great abs, are trying to outdance each other and then look real gangsta at each other like, oh yeah? You think that's good? Watch this. Watch this. And then they start dancing. It's really ridiculous. But... it looks great on these TVs out here at Star Power. I doubt they're behind and promoting this
movie.
But
you know what? We need to get back to that. Instead of everyone worried about shootings and stabbings, you have
like
a beef.
Like if your dirty looks...
Right.
You settle it on the dance floor.
If you were settling things on the dance floor instead of with guns.
Dude, that's how we did in the 80s. The pajama boys, we did it big.
That's what the NFL and the Players Union ought to be doing.
Like Jason Witten is doing the backspin.
Dance off.
Right.
Salute, Tommy.
Looking at Bob Kraft. Kraft's like, oh yeah?
He says, what's up? What's up?
Oh yeah, dope boy? Let's go.
Salute.
All right, Ghetto Jeopardy continues. Back to Chuck.
Thank you, Bob. Dan, you're in first place right now, $1,750.
Yes, thank you.
Bob, you have $950, and Tom, you have $200. You're in it. You usually have a goose egg, and I'm proud of you. So now let's start
scored.
Yeah, you scored. Let's start the second round of Ghetto Jeopardy, and the categories are...
Stepping up his game.
Boom.
White guys in the rap game. Movie trilogies. And what does it stand for? I don't know who... Oh, Dan got the last answer right. He got $500. So, Dan... No. We usually start with the one in last place.
I got a nine.
In the second round. So, Tom, pick a category and a money amount, please.
White rappers for change.
All right. Mike D. Yep. MCA.
Beastie Boys.
Correct.
Thank you.
Bob.
Crowd went nuts. White guys in the rap game for some bread.
Vanilla Ice had the first hip-hop single to top the Billboard charts, but he was born in Dallas by this name.
Tom.
You.
Dan.
Robbie Van Winkle.
Correct.
Boo.
Dan.
Good. Had to listen to the whole question.
I want someone to jump in fast.
Man, I don't like that category.
You just got one right, though.
Let's go to movie trilogies for some change.
I guess watching an FBI agent put on a fat suit and gray wig wasn't...
Uh-oh. He tricked me with that question. Big Mama's House.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Because he was going...
I knew that one. Damn it.
What was the whole question?
Well, it wasn't enough because the third one of this series is in theaters now.
Look at all those speakers in the next studio.
Bob...
Stop being distracted.
Yeah, focus, Corby.
Movie trilogies for some bread.
If falling for the banana in the tailpipe and solving...
Beverly Hills Cop.
Correct.
Thank you.
Bob.
He's old.
Movie trilogies for a knot.
He must have understood the words coming out of his mouth, because this series went from L.A. to Hong Kong to France.
You.
Dan.
Rush Hour.
Correct.
Dang it.
He's getting the big ones.
The words that are coming out of my mouth.
Can't catch him if he keeps getting these big ones.
I only think of barbershop.
Like when you need you need something drained at the end of the game.
You're like the anti-LeBron.
You throw it to me. And when you need some first quarter points, and every team needs them, Bob.
Dan, go ahead.
What does it stand for some change?
If you hear something and you LMBAO, you are doing
you.
This. Dan?
laugh my black ass off.
Correct. Man, I wanted Bob to get that
no
one.
No kidding.
He's sitting on his hands. He won't touch the buzzer.
All right. Dan?
What does it stand for some bread?
Send some money to help young Lamangelo and Orangelo at Paul Quinn of Texas College. They go to a UNCF school, which means this.
Tom.
You.
That was Dan.
United Negro College Fund.
Correct. So funny, Bob.
What?
I just like that Donnie corrected the name. Like, we were going to call him on it.
Oh, right. Orangelo.
Orangelo or whatever his name
was. Orangelo or Orangelo.
Oh, I messed that up.
I did that for Bob. Dan.
What does it stand for a knot?
If you just so happen to be an HNIC, the IC stands for this.
F.
Bob.
You.
In charge.
correct. Correct.
I was going to say in Canada, but I did not want to.
I think there's only one
white
more left.
White guys in the rap game for one, a nut.
Pop Goes the Weasel was this group's biggest hit. Or it's where all men try to go on the first date.
F.
Bob.
Third base.
Correct.
Yeah. Rally time.
Yeah.
Rally time.
All right. Talk
What's
about
third
yourself
base
for a
mean?
Second.
All right.
That's where you want to go.
What is it?
It's between second and home.
Yeah.
I thought the pitcher's mound is between second and home.
Yeah, I don't understand.
All right, you know, it doesn't matter how much you got because you got to risk it all on Final
you
Jeopardy.
Do?
Yes, you do.
Well, that's... let's get the scores anyway. I want to feel that I was in first, like, you know, that team
you
that leads
know
at halftime.
You want to know when you miss the wide open jumper. Like, you want
to
know that.
It's important to know that the Heat was leading at halftime yesterday, right?
Sure, why not?
So at least I want to lead at some point in the game. Uh-oh.
So, uh-oh. Tom, you have $200 because you didn't say one damn
200?
Word.
200? Is he playing?
Yeah, you didn't say one damn word in this
Tom is
final
unchanged.
Round. Dan, Bob, you
he
have...
He books Danica Patrick and it's feet up.
Bob, you have $2,400 and very high stakes around this game. And Dan, you have $2,850. So you are in
you.
First place. And it all comes down to this. Final Jeopardy question.
And you have to bet it all?
Yes. You have to bet it all.
So why did we play the first part?
And it's about...
Great radio.
The Wayans family.
The Wayans family.
The Wayans family.
Right.
All right.
You guys ready for this question
we
about
should be
the
experts
Wayans
experts having
family?
Recently...
We've talked to pretty much all of them.
Had no a sit kidding. Down with two of them.
I'm not... Right, and had Damon on there. Yeah. Now we just need Keenan and we'll just have everything going. All right, here's the
Don't
question.
Be sexy.
Hold on, I'm not ready.
Don't forget Kim.
Don't forget
okay, I'm
Kim.
Ready.
On In Living Color, boys, Keenan and Damon played the brothers' brothers, with both having this first name.
Put your computer down.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it.
He's sitting there with his Twitter feed open.
They played the brothers' brothers.
The brothers' brothers?
Right. And I can, you know what, I'm going to help you out a little bit so I can describe the scene for them. They were more the anti-Irwin. Irwin's all cool and down and hood-like. They were more geared toward maybe Greg Fields. But they had this first name, both of them. Now, if that didn't get it, then you guys are just dumb.
I'm so white.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready, Bob?
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I'm not ready either.
Okay, well, you know what? This time is up. Tom, okay. You're in last place, $200. Their first name, the Brothers Brothers.
Who are the Felix Brothers?
Felix, that is incorrect. Bob,
really?
Bob, you have $2,400. You have to risk it all. The Brothers Brothers, Keenan and Damon, what were their first names?
Darnell.
Damn it.
Donovan.
I know Dan has it because he's my man. And I just want you to, I know you wrote it down. Turn the paper over. Keenan and Damon played the Brothers Brothers with both having this first name, Dan.
It is perhaps your nickname at times if you are to sell out. What is Tom?
Correct.
Oh,
thank
really?
You very much.
Wow.
Dan is the winner and champion of Ghetto Jeopardy 2011.
Wow. Well done,
dude.
Man.
High five.
That's
high
good.
Five, Dan.
That's impressive.
High fives all around.
High five.
Black guy hugs.
all over the place.
Let's shoot our guns.
Tom and Tom, the brothers.
You know what I thought you were going to ask? Which Marlin Brothers did we talk to and where were they sitting? I just want to know. Does Dan know?
Like right now even, which Marlin Brothers? That's what you just said.
Oh, yeah, okay. Which Wayne's
brother. Marlin.
So Marlin's one of them.
Is one of them. And,
Billy the Marlin.
Sean?
Right.
Sean.
And where was Marlin sitting?
He was in front of me with the sunglasses.
No, that was Marlin. That was Sean.
Marlin was sitting in between Bob and I. Sean was on the other side with the sunglasses.
Oh, Sean had
the one
sunglasses.
Was right next to you.
Well, I almost got it right.
That's all right. Congratulations, sir. Good win for Dan.
That's a good win, Dan. This might be your first win, dude.
Thanks, money.
I'm proud of you.
The big winner at the Star Power Ghetto Jeopardy competition.
And everyone who wanted a seat got one.
Plasma's
no controversy around
all
here.
Americans.